From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Hundreds of stakeholders in Jamaica's social and economic development, drawn from churches in Jamaica and in the diaspora, as well as various sectors, interest groups, and institutions, were mobilized for the Jamaica Christian Diaspora Conference in Montego Bay, October 13 and 14. The aim, to build on initiatives at the national and community levels with increased support from the diaspora church and related networks for targeted and sustained high-impact development projects and activities in Jamaica. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Pernell Charles Jr., is calling on members of the Jamaican diaspora to strengthen the support offered to social intervention initiatives targeting at-risk youth and aid a mindset and lifestyle transformation. Over the years, the Jamaican government, supported by international development partners, has initiated a range of programs to increase the safety and security of local communities affected by challenges such as limited social skills and employment opportunities, poor educational outcomes, dysfunctional families, poor parenting, and poverty. Some of these social intervention initiatives aimed at diverting youth from the route that leads to crime and violence are the Citizen Security and Justice Program 3, Peace Management Initiative, the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, Fight for Peace, A New Path, Promoting Productive Alternatives for Juvenile Remandees and Offenders in Jamaica Project, and the recently launched Learning by Doing Initiative.
As a government, one of our primary responsibilities starts by redefining how we as a society think. And so we are focused on putting together the necessary programs that will divert them from a path that is not as useful and purposeful for their life and give them opportunities, particularly for employment.
Minister Charles was addressing the inaugural Jamaican Christian Diaspora Conference organized by local non-governmental organization Operation Save Jamaica in collaboration with churches in Jamaica and the diaspora. The two-day conference was held at the Iberostar Rose Hall Suite in Montego Bay under the theme Engaging Our Youth, Securing Our Future.
CSJP, one of the things that they did, and we appreciated very much, was that they sponsored 15 young people from the community in St. James to attend the conference. And one of the young persons actually said it was one of the best conferences that they have been to. And one of them raised the concern that they felt that the church and the government wasn't doing enough to support them and some of their initiatives. And so coming out of the conference, the church recognized the concern that is there, and so we're also looking at what else can we do to really support some of these young persons in their own situation and in some of their initiatives that they also have in mind.
Chairman of Operation Save Jamaica, Pastor Bruce Fletcher. Shanique Malcolm is one of 15 youngsters from communities in Montego Bay who attended the conference with assistance from the CSJP.
It was indeed a great experience. It gave me the opportunity to think more creatively in terms of what I can do, such as becoming a youth street pastor, wherein I can go outside and help with youth that are facing problems. And what I've learned can help me to educate my fellow youth in terms of alleviating crime and violence. You may never know whose life you can transform.
North Gully resident Shanique Malcolm. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.